across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Yes, it is Cambridge 105 Radio with me, Virginie Chanté, until 4 o'clock. And I'm not alone in the studio this afternoon. Gemma Burley, you would say Burley?
That's right, perfect.
Oh, perfect. Good. I've got the good accent for once.
Yeah.
So Gemma is with me in the studio. So you are working with the Cambridge Sustainable Food.
That's right. And you've
launched for us people living in Cambridge, the Veg Cities Cambridge campaign. And then before starting everything, I would like to know your role actually, and a bit of your background and everything. I want to know everything, actually.
Okay, my potted history.
Yeah, everything.
I'm an environmentalist by trade, and I've always been super interested and keen on sustainable food. So I've been working with Cambridge Sustainable Food for a few months now, and really pleased to bring our new campaign, Veg Cities, to Cambridge, which is all about trying to encourage people in Cambridge to eat more vegetables.
Okay, good. So talking about the Veg City, which is actually part of the national initiative developed by the Cambridge Sustainable Food Cities, what is actually the big motto? What is your target? Is it like individual people, families, businesses? What is the big picture?
It's everybody. So we're trying to work with individuals, families, households, but also schools, community groups, businesses, any organisation in Cambridge. So we're trying to encourage people to maybe grow more vegetables at home, cook more veg, and ultimately eat more veg. So that can include businesses and organisations that serve and sell food to the public as well, mm-hmm. trying to encourage them to serve and sell more vegetables.
Yeah, definitely. And if actually we eat more vegetable, locally grown, and from the season, which is, I think, really important. Yeah. You know, when you go to a supermarket and you can find, I don't know, strawberries in January or stuff, it's a bit wrong, isn't it?
It is.
So what are actually the benefits? Of course, the health, but what else?
Oh, well, so a lot to do with climate change, I would say. So around a third of our greenhouse gas emissions across the world are due to food production and consumption. So if we're able to grow more locally and buy more local seasonal food, mm-hmm. we're helping to cut our carbon footprint. And if we're also able to eat maybe a little bit less meat and a bit more veg, that will also help with reducing our impact on climate change as well.
Yeah, which is quite important these days, isn't it? To talk about the Cities Cambridge. So you're working like I said with, you know, I mean, your target is like everybody, I would say, like you know, individual families, communities. How does it work properly? For example, as a family, you know, how does it work?
So our main focus for the next 3 months up to the end of January is trying to encourage individuals, families, businesses and organisations to make a veg pledge. So that's a pledge to get more veg in their diets, to maybe serve more veg and sell mm-hmm. more veg. Maybe try some growing at home as well. So mm-hmm. that's our campaign up to the end of January. And if you go onto our website, which is cambridgesustainablefood.org, or find us on social media using hashtag VegCitiesCambridge, you can make a veg pledge. And there's all sorts on there. So it's really picking what interests you. So it might be around trying to grow your own veg. So there's some resources on our website to help you with that. So at the moment, you can put garlic in the ground. You can start sowing some winter salads, some peas, and maybe also thinking about what you might want to grow next spring as well. Mm-hmm. You can also make a pledge to eat seasonally. So we mentioned about trying to buy things that are grown in the UK or in Europe. So mm-hmm. that's one of the pledges you can take as well. And then trying to get more veg into your diet. So trying to maybe get 2 veg into every meal. You can sneak veg in quite easily into quite a lot of different veg dishes. And I bet if your parents are out there, you're probably quite good talented at that already. So there's a few different pledges you can make. And I'd encourage you to go onto our website, have a little look and see how you can support Veg Cities.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And do you think, you know, you were talking about vegetable and try different thing. I don't know, you will tell me, but do you think that, for example, kids these days, I feel really old when I talk like that, but do you think they eat less vegetable or you know, more snacks, crisps and stuff, or
Well, apparently we eat the same amount of vegetables as a nation as we did in the 1970s.
Okay, and so which is quite good news, isn't it? Well, or not enough?
It's not enough.
It's
so
not enough.
Pretty much everybody needs to eat more veg. And the national guidelines say we should be getting about 3.5 portions of vegetables a day. So yeah. 5 fruit and veg together. And of those 5, 3.5 being vegetables.
Okay.
And around 80% of adults and 96% of teenagers are falling short of that amount. So actually, there's most people could do with upping their veg intake.
96 of teenager.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah, it's
That's
massive.
Huge. Yeah, it is massive. Wow. So, okay. More vegetable.
What to do.
It is, yeah, definitely. And then you are going, to be involved in the citywide vegetable festival summer, next summer.
That's right.
What is it about? Can you tell me already more about it? Or
we're very excited about it.
Yeah.
So it's going to be, we're looking at next summer, we'll be having all sorts of vegetable related activities, including a town meal, a vegetable kind of treasure hunt, so games around the city, and lots of other fun kind of vegetable related events around town over a week or so in Cambridge in July. We're also encouraging schools, local organisations and businesses to get involved and maybe put on their own events or maybe have a special menu or something that you could do around vegetables as part of the Vegetable Festival. So obviously we've got a little while to go yet, but if you're interested you can contact us via our website.
And when is it during the summer?
July.
Okay, so if I'm ahead of school and I want to be involved with my school and make something, I will be in touch with you.
Yeah, go to our website, cambridgesustainablefood.org, and you can contact us there. And we'd love to hear your ideas and love to work with you as part of Veg Cities.
Ah, excellent. I've already read about Health Start vouchers. Can you tell me more about it? What is it?
Yeah, so Healthy Start vouchers are for families on low incomes.
Uh-huh.
It's a government initiative to help families with young children get access to fruit and vegetables and also milk. So it's really trying to make sure that children get the best start in life. So if you're on a low income, you may be eligible for support through Healthy Start vouchers. So you can have a look online. There's a dedicated website and there's also information on the government's website as well.
Oh, good. Yeah, excellent. And if I'm a mum or dad listening at home and I want to grow vegetable and I'm not a green hand, I'm not talking about me, but can you help me? What should I do? Can, like you said, I can start to grow maybe garlic and stuff.
That's right.
How can you help? You know, tell me a bit more about it.
Sure. So, as I mentioned, at the moment you can be planting garlic cloves. So, I did this a couple of weeks ago with some friends, which was quite good fun. Also with some of their kids, little under fives, and it was a really nice family activity. So, it's, you know, garlic's really simple, for example. So, it's just buying some cloves from the garden centre, putting them in the ground, the flat side down, so the pointy bit pointing upwards, and then just covering over with a few inches of soil, watering in, and then over the next few months they'll start to grow and you should be able to harvest next year. So garlic's quite easy. It's something you can do
now. I have to say I'm really bad with the watering and usually I kill everything. So my daughter said to me, don't touch anything at home, which is green. My husband is really good. We always had a vegetable patch our house. Yeah, really,
what did you
really.
Used to grow?
Oh, everything.
Really?
Chilies and salads and tomatoes, lots of tomatoes.
Oh, your own tomatoes are the best.
Yeah, a lot of tomatoes. And make my own tomato sauce actually for the winter and everything.
Gorgeous.
Which is perfect. What else can I do? Because, you know, you were talking about the garlic and the watering. So I'm always worried it's not enough water or too much water.
Sure.
So it's just stress me, you know.
Oh, don't lose any sleep over it. I think garlic's quite forgiving. So especially
good.
Over the winter, we do tend to get quite a lot of rain. So the chances are that it will be getting what it needs.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know how you feel. There's also other things you can plant on your windowsill and outside. So you can get some nice winter salads going is on your windowsill or maybe under cloches outside.
Oh,
so
okay.
Obviously it's getting a bit colder and we're having the odd frost now. So if you want to make a sort of DIY cloche, you can take the top off a plastic bottle and protect your little seedling under that outside to help give it a little bit of protection as it's colder. So you can put some winter salad seeds in the ground. You can put some...
Is it too late for like pumpkin and you know, that sort of vegetable.
You can start thinking about next year.
For next year, pumpkins. Okay.
So there's a few things we can get in the ground now, and most of it really is about thinking about what we can plant next year. Come kind of January time, if it's around, you've got a windowsill that's quite bright and sunny, and it's, you know, maybe about 12, 13 degrees on your windowsill, you can start sowing some seeds, getting them going early, so that when the weather warms up outside, you're ahead of the game, and you can put your seedlings outside, so you can plant things like spring onions, cauliflower, round varieties of carrots on your windowsill and around January time.
January,
and get a head start. And then as it starts to warm up, that's when it all obviously starts to go mad and you can start putting things in the ground kind of March, April time, maybe a bit earlier, depending on how cold it is in sort of February and in the new year. Yeah. So lots you can be doing now. Herbs as well are really easy. So you can maybe buy some herb plants to kind of get ahead and make sure you have a herb supply for next year.
Talking about herbs, sorry, but I tried for years to grow some coriander.
Oh, okay.
Never works. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is it tricky to grow?
Growing from seeds, herbs are quite hard to grow from seeds. Yeah, we've managed a few, but it is quite tricky and you do have to be quite diligent. So I'd give it a go. I'd say why not?
Okay.
If not, buy some little plants, buy some little seedlings or get some from a friend perhaps who already grows them.
Okay, yeah, which is a good idea, actually. You know, I have to share with you, I moved from Cambridge to Heaston.
Oh, yeah.
And when we moved, actually, the next door neighbour came to say hello and everything. And actually, they just said to me, we are going to France for 10 weeks. Mm. We've got a house over there, blah, blah, blah. But we just grow so many veggie in our garden.
Yeah.
Do you mind, you know, having a look and just take care of it? I said, yeah, of course. Yeah, no problem. And I was so pleased because I had rhubarb and tomatoes and basilic.
Delicious.
Oh my God, it was really nice to take care, you know, of a garden. Actually, they gave me on top of that some baby plant from the tomatoes, which I can put in my own garden.
Yeah.
And I think it's really nice to share, like you said. Yeah,
it is. Yeah, something to kind of get chatting with neighbours on your street because if you have a few people locally that grow things, even seed swapping, plant swapping. Yeah, yeah. It's an easy way to get some cheap veggies for next year.
Yeah, absolutely. We can win prizes also.
You can.
How does it work? Should I do some photos, picture of my pledge in action?
That's right.
Can you tell me more?
Yeah, so if you go onto our website and make a veg pledge, if you're an individual or a family, if you make a pledge and submit your details to us, you'll be entered into the prize draw to win some really delicious prizes from the Cambridge Organic Food Company. So some lovely veggies. Mm. If you also put an update or a photo on our social media pages using Veg Cities Cambridge, you double your chances of winning. So I'd say get making the pledge, get making some photos and put them up on our social media to win some really, really gorgeous prizes.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Emma. Anything else you want to add to the listener in Cambridge?
No, just join us for Veg Cities. It's going to be a really fun year. So make a veg pledge and we look forward to seeing you at the festival next summer, if not before.
Yeah, and send us the picture as well at Cambridge 105 Radio. It will be nice, actually, to see all the, you know, vegetable growing and everything. Thank you very much,
Dema,
to come to Cambridge 105 Radio.